Hey, hey, hey. Crikey, that sounded corny AF. Welcome to the Immigrants, Mother in Europe podcast. What's it like living in a foreign land, raising kids in a culture foreign to you, navigating the complexities of a new culture with no help? I'm Yaira Tay Thompson, and I'll be sharing my world and experiences with you.
Hi, my name is Yaira Tay Thompson, and you're listening to the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. This week, I'm going to be talking about grandparent nannies. I live really far from my mom, like 2 plane rides away, since there's no direct flight from Denmark. And, I miss her. I miss being able to leave my kids with her when we're both visiting Ghana at the same time, just so I could have a minute or two to myself. By minute or two, I mean 30 minutes to an hour to all night. My kids love to sleep with grandma, so I end up having my bed to myself, which is amazing. Grandparent nannies, it's self-explanatory. They're grandparents who help watch your kids so you don't have to get outside help to help you juggle mom life and, you know, work life, wife life, friend life, basically everything outside being a mom. But as with anything, it comes with its own pros and cons, you know. But that's not what I want to go into today. I just think about how funny it is that our parents are these amazing grandparents to our kids. And you look at them and you look at their relationship with your kids, and you wonder why you don't have that relationship with them. My mom is a softie with my kids. My boys can get away with anything with her. She's always shopping for them. She indulges them. They get whatever they want to. If they say they're not hungry when she's prepared their meals, you know, she just says, okay, you can eat whenever you want to. I did not experience that growing up. I mean, if you're not ready to eat when the food is ready, then too bad. You're not getting anything else. My son can decide that he wants to eat rice, for example, and then my mom can make him the rice. And then he changes his mind after it's been cooked. And she's so patient and asking what he wants to eat instead, and she will make it for him. And that did not happen with me and her. She's cooked the meal. If that's not what you want to eat, too bad. You go to bed hungry. Or you eat the meal because that's what you said you wanted and that's what she's made for you. I sometimes get jealous, you know, like how these are the parents we wanted, right? Am I the only one? Like, this is who you wanted as your parents. The grandparents that you're presented with is who you wanted to raise you. But no, they had to keep all of the goodness for a generation skipped. Like, what am I, chicken liver?
You are listening to the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now, back to the show.
It's amazing when your parents and your kids have such an amazing bond. It is. It really is. I'm not going to focus on the cons. I'm not going to focus on people with strained relationships with their parents and, you know, how their kids do not have relationships with their parents, which is really sad because it's amazing the perks you get from linking those 2 generations. how they get to speak different languages, pick up different mannerisms, grow faster in terms of the kind of phrases and attitudes that they have. It's endearing and it's fun to watch. It does come with its challenges, yes, but what do you do about it? There's not that much really you can do about it, is there? I guess in all of my rambling, what I'm just trying to say is, can we please have those kind of parents? Can we learn to be those parents and not repeat the cycle where my sons are not going to grow up and see me with their kids and say, where were you when I wanted this? Even though, you know, we always beat ourselves up as moms and even as dads, we're always thinking, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing the best thing for them or the right thing for them? Or am I doing what's best for me? What gives me peace of mind as opposed to what's the best thing for them? But sometimes you have to remember as well that they live off of these memories as they grow older and they replay it in their minds, and you don't want to be remembered as being this fearful figure in your child's life or in your child's childhood when they grow up, or feel like they can't talk to you and they keep going to other people just because you're characterized as the quote in quotes monster in their thoughts. You don't want to become that grandparent nanny that we accuse our parents of being when you have that great relationship with your own grandkids, but not that great with your kids. I like having a grandparent nanny when I get to, but I also like having a mom who's, you know, as loving with me on the same level as my kids. So let's aspire to be that. And until the next podcast, I'm Yaira T. Thompson, and this is the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. Thank you for joining me this week on the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. Make sure to visit www.immigrantmotherineurope.com and subscribe to the show anywhere you stream your podcast. Be sure to tune in next week for a new episode of the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. I'm Yaira T. Thompson.